Lynn David, owner of the Hiking Inn, applied for $3,600 through the Heber Valley Transient Room Tax Grant Program. He was awarded $500, which he declined, calling it a pittance. David told KPCW he was not available for an interview until later this month due to travel. The County Transient Room Tax Advisory Board was allocated $50,000 by the County Council this year to distribute to organizations that promote tourism in the Heber Valley. Director of the Heber Valley Chamber of Commerce, Ryan Starks, declined to comment on Lynn David's reasons for turning down the $500, but denies his claims that the board members were favoring their own interests.
Boards and committees like this exist all over the state. This particular board values ethics and did everything it could. Given the law that governs the board, they did everything that they could to maintain integrity and to not do any special deals. And so any appearance of shady dealings is not true. And that I personally can vouch that even though I'm not on the board, I sat in on the meetings as an advisor, and that I know that there was no shady dealings going on. It was a very clear, very fair, and very transparent decision-making process.
Stark says the board consists of representatives from the local tourism industry.
The TAB's purpose, then, is to advise legislative county leaders on the best use of transient room tax. That this board should be made up of local tourism representatives, hotel partners, outfitters, venues, representatives from those tourism destinations.
The five-member board consists of representatives from State Parks Golf, Soldier Hollow, and the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation, the Best Western Inn Hotel, the Wasatch County Events Complex, and Mountain Valley RV Resort. Stark says they had $50,000 to distribute, with over $150,000 in requests.
And so the board was very clear up front with each of the applicants that they would focus on the best return on investment. So what the county council has indicated is that they would like to see this money spent outside of Wasatch County in order to attract the greatest number of potential overnight visitors to the Heber Valley. So the criteria then is the money has to be spent out of the county, the money has to be matched on a dollar-to-dollar basis, and that there has to be a great return on investment in the form of overnight stays to the Heber Valley.
Three organizations with sitting board members received grant money totaling $26,000. State Parks Golf received $3,100 to promote golf in the Heber Valley. Mountain Valley RV Resort received $6,500 for trade show promotion efforts. Soldier Hollow received $10,000 for the Sheepdog Classic Championship and $2,000 for the Nordic Center. The County Council makes grant funding decisions based on recommendations from the board. Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis isn't involved in decisions made by the advisory board, but he says they're planning changes to the makeup of the board.
Now, I do know that they've been working on changing this tax advisory board. They want to put more members on it, and I think they were looking at other entities in the area like Zermatt and Homestead and the railroad, St. Regis, Deer Valley, to try and get more members on it. But all of those entities still, by statute, can apply for money. They just have to recuse themselves.
The advisory board received 29 applications and awarded money for 24 projects, ranging from $500 to $10,000. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.